Was Planet X the catalyst for Joshua's Long Day?
I believe it is. And then Gil Brizard brought this out actually in his research. He had went to China and he had went into Europe and he looked and read ancient documents written back, around 1054 BC. And he found that in the Bible, he found actual documents that weren't that had dates of when major events happened in the heavens. And he went back and applied those dates to the historical accounts of the Bible. Joshua's longest day was one of them that matched. So was Jonah preaching in Nineveh, and the sign of the preaching of Jonah, it matched. So was the, and because in Jonah's longest day, the sun stayed up for 24 hours. Okay, that means the earth had to stop spinning for just momentarily there. It also matched with Hezekiah's sundial going back 10 degrees or 10 steps. There's 14 accounts in the Bible of anomalies, including the 3 days of darkness in Egypt. Okay? 14 accounts in the Old Testament that matches actual dates that have been documented by other cultures that weren't biblical. Okay? So something caused these events. Well, it's very possible that Planet X has, because it's now getting closer than it ever has, okay? Each time it comes around, it's getting closer. If you go by Gil Brizard's research, it's approximately 350 years, but it's not exact, okay? Because it's an oblong orbit. It's sometimes it's 319 years, next time it's 328 years, next time it's 347 years, whatever. So it's not exactly an exact timing, but it's in those approximations. And when you go look at the biblical history and look at other historical documentation, they match, and something has to cause this. And it's very possible that it is Planet X that has caused those other 14 biblical events. And why wouldn't it be Planet X that would bring the heavens to shaking and the final breaking of the seven seals that are in the book of Revelation?
Yeah, amen. Yeah, Gil Brossard's done a lot of fascinating research into that. Good friend of mine, Mark Combs, also has done some. I had him. It was a few months ago. I had him on my show, and we talked a little bit about that. But yeah, there's a lot of really interesting correlations with things that other cultures saw. It's fascinating stuff. Johnny has the last question of the night. Johnny writes in, I would like to know what he thinks of the theory of the sun's little sister, the dark star known as Nemesis, and what he thinks Planet X is. So, yeah, I guess there. And I'm new to this, but I think I've heard something about it before. There's a theory that the sun might have it might be part of a binary system. I think that's what
Right.
he's referring to.
Yeah, I've heard that. I don't know much about the Nemesis portion of it. A binary system is possible. I mean, I think it's very possible, actually. I don't know if it exists or not, as far as a little sister to our sun. But the other part of the question was about Planet X. What do I think it is? I think Planet X is actually a very large, huge, dark planet. I think it is. I think that it's just humongous, and I think it's dark. I think it's part of the reason why they can't see it. They're having such a hard time. They know something's there pulling. Something's pulling. Something's causing these events in the Bible. We know that God uses nature of, I mean, the parting of the Red Sea was, the Bible says the Lord sent a strong east wind. Okay? Every time there's been an event in the Bible, it was always done by God using nature or some type of event, that we can relate to. The flood, the fountains of the earth opened. We know that rain came down. We know that there's always been these events. So when I think of Planet X, I think the reason it's hard to see is I think it's just completely dark. It's so far out to the edges of our solar system that the sun's light's not reflecting on it. We can't see it. But it's ev the evidence of it is the reaction of everything that's it's being affected by it. It's like a big, huge magnet pulling on the rest of the little magnets, and it's causing the heavens to shake. So my belief is it is real for sure, and that it's dark, and that's why it's part of the destroyer. Here's another reason. God is light, and in God there's no darkness at all. Lucifer operates in total darkness, okay? So this object is must be total darkness, and it's affecting the earth, affecting everything in our solar system. God will send the great light of Jesus Christ to redeem all of us for eternity, and that is going to be the counteraction, if you will, to the destroyer, Jesus Christ.
Amen. What a great answer. And I wholeheartedly agree with you on that. Well, for the audience, that was the end of the viewer questions portion of the interview. But again, if you want the chance to send in questions for a future guest, you can do so at the Sharpening Report Facebook group. You can find that at sharpeningreport.com. If people want to find out more about you, watch your show, donate to your ministry, order your books, where can they go?
Really, the place to go, the one-stop shop to find out everything would be at my website, and that's at www.paulbegleyprophecy.com. That's paulbegleyprophecy.com. There you'll find out my books. I've written 6 books, and I think they're all easy reads, okay? My wife wrote a book also. It's a great testimony about how she found her father, who was homeless for 16 years, and she hadn't. He left her when she was 6 months old, and she didn't find him till she was 30. And we found out he was a homeless man who couldn't read or write. And we were able, and he was almost dead. He was living in Venice, California, on the beaches and under the bridges. And we were able to bring him to Indiana. And he had surgery, saved his life, and he ended up giving his life to Christ and become a great inspiration, learned how to read the Bible. And it's a great story, the miracle of what it took for her to find a man who didn't have an ID under a bridge 3,000 miles away. But the Holy Spirit was, it's an incredible story. You have to read it. Her book's called Finding My Father. But you can find my books, my cups, and everything else we got at our ministry, all of it at my website. My daily show that I'm on, Josh, every day at 12 noon Eastern, you can watch it live at my website. Or it's on Roku and, you know, Blog Talk Radio and some of these all these other different places. I also have a television ministry now. We just got started about 9 months ago. I'm on DirecTV, channel 367. That's World Harvest Television. That's DirecTV, channel 367, every Friday night at 11:30, called The Coming Apocalypse, all right? And I'd love for you to watch our show. It's really doing well. It's doing very well. I think maybe the name is maybe what's helping it. Okay. But we talk about biblical prophecy, how it relates to the current world events. And we bring on some different guests periodically. And I go to Israel a lot. So a lot of the shows are on site location from Israel. So really cool. And I think you'll enjoy the program.
Awesome. Yeah, good stuff. And I highly suggest your show to my audience. I believe any fan of the Sharpening Report will absolutely love what you have out there. I know we talked about a lot of different things, a lot of really fascinating prophetic things, but if you had to wrap up all of what we talked about into a final thought, what would you want the audience most to take away from this episode?
You know, it's been a great interview, by the way. Your questions have been awesome. You're a tremendous host, and I think your ministry is going to just take off. I think it's already on its way. I would say that from today's show, realize that without knowledge, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It's in the book of Hosea. Realize that the Bible and is there to not only help us find Christ, but to help us find our way in this life with Christ, including you are living in the end times. You're the part of this end time generation. Every person watching this broadcast, you've been chosen for such an hour as this. And learn, find out, read, study, listen to programs, watch YouTube videos and different things. Get a complete perspective. So that here's the reason. The more intense things get on the earth, people are going to start asking questions. Why is this happening? Why is that? And even if the subject matter is not being preached from the pulpits of your local churches, eventually it will, because the people will demand it. They're going to want to know why. But why? But how come this happened? I heard there was something about this in the Bible. What are they doing with that microchip? What's going on in the Middle East? The questions, people will have to have answers. And you as a believer can help answer those. You may be the very person in your family that opens the Bible one night with the whole family in the living room. And I'm talking about your extended family even. And say, look, let me show you where this is in the Bible. This is prophesied to come. Many of the unbelievers will come to Christ in the last days because of what's happening. The greatest revival in the history of the world will be the end time revival. It's prophesied in Joel, and it's definitely coming to pass. And the reason it will, I can tell you, I've been preaching 32 years. The number one question I get in my entire ministry for 32 years, when do you think the end is coming? It's never, it's always the number one question. People are worried and nervous about the end. It's because the end is coming. All right. So God bless all of you out there. And I really enjoyed being on the broadcast. Enjoyed being with you, Josh.